Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Fran, you're joining me today.
Hey, everybody.
Jose is joining me yet again.
Yeah.
We have some exciting stuff to talk about today. Trials of Osiris is here. It's happening right now as we record this. You guys going to play this weekend? We'll talk about that in a second. We want to talk about the Halloween event and why it was fantastic. And we're also going to talk about the new hidden challenges that are coming to the raid, which is a really interesting topic. Let's open up with something that's currently taking place. It started earlier in the week, but the Festival of the Lost. Mm-hmm. So this was an event where they decked out the tower and all Halloween
big
stuff.
Time.
Yeah, all the characters are wearing masks. What did you guys think of the event? Oh, you got a few quests. Also, you got a quest to get candy from around the tower.
So I've only done a little bit of it.
Yeah.
I mean, Destin, you might be the most qualified. I don't know how much yet.
He is.
Why don't you tell us what you thought? I saw you getting a lot of candy.
Yeah. I got a candy. Yeah. There were three new dance emotes that you could buy.
There was no rage tied to that sentence. I just want to say.
You hear, like, he stumbled over himself, like, with
he
a silver.
He wasn't upset about
he
it.
He has silver madness, everybody.
That's cool. IGN paid $40 for me to get the emotes, so whatever.
But yeah,
you did the thriller like no one else.
So we made a thriller video
that
where a bunch of other people who had it, and we kind of coordinated a dance. That was pretty fun.
It was really well done.
Yeah, I enjoyed doing that.
But what was the point of the Festival of Lost? Because it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Can you actually can you get ahead of anybody by participating?
Not really. You just kind of get these really cool masks, like Mask of Skolas, Mask of Eris, Mask of the Cryptarch.
Completely cosmetic.
Yeah, and the only issue some people have with it, myself included, is I couldn't get the mask that I needed after spending $40 real cash.
Jeez.
I never got the mask that I needed.
What was the mask that
IGN,
you needed?
IGN gracefully spent $40.
My budget, by the way.
Yeah, his budget.
Nice job. And, what mask were you trying to
Cryptarch.
Get?
Cryptarch. I never got Cryptarch.
Oh,
and you need
great.
It. It's
which Cryptarch?
Needed.
Just Rahul, the main Cryptarch.
Yeah, the Cryptarch. Yeah.
And the oldest troll of the two.
Yeah. And I never got it as a drop, so I can't finish the last Festival of the Lost one. I didn't get that one. I didn't get Oryx.
And so for clarity here, right, you get one package that they give you as part of this, mm-hmm. right? You get one from Tess, right?
Yes, you do.
And so the point
then
is
you
in
get,
that...
Then you get an empty bag of candy, and you can farm kills to get more. So there is a way to do
it
for free.
Exactly.
And I have done it, but I've gotten 30 Eris masks, and
it's
totally random.
A combination of things was happening. He was filling his candy bag to get more of these little drops, and you get a mask with it. And he was buying with silver to just skip ahead to the
get
front
the
of
masks.
The line to get the masks.
Yeah.
And so that's how it works. There was one small side effect which you could take advantage of is some of the masks had a perk to like upgrade scout rifles at a faster rate or things like that.
Wait, no, not the Halloween masks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No, they did not.
All right, well, now well, I feel
before,
like an idiot.
Before we get into face-off, I do want to say that I think the thing we haven't addressed is, this is a very cool way to celebrate at least something that we know in North America. Maybe on a global scale, like some countries don't celebrate Halloween, but I do appreciate...
Good point.
And this is something we talked about last week, which was that the tower doesn't always feel very social. This added a layer of social for me that I really enjoyed, where we're all sort of participating in this event.
So
everybody passing through isn't just a person passing through, because you look at their mask and go, oh, that's cool. Like, I like that. I want to get that one.
Masks aside, like the getting them all for the quests, I thought this was a ton of fun.
Nice.
This was really cool. The tower looked awesome. Everybody was like dressing up. People were dressing up as Petra. And then standing next to Petra.
That's funny.
So like Metzler and stuff.
I can go as Xur.
People were dressing up as Crota and doing the boo emote at Eris.
Amazing. Actually, this is great. I'm just going to go stand in the tower with my Xur mask on, black like clothing. I might be able to fool
dress
someone.
Dress up as the Cryptarch. What's the most trolly emote and just do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On the anguish emote. Yeah.
But no, this really does add a layer of, I really hope that like Thanksgiving or Christmas or there are other holidays in mind that they're going to do this. This reminds me a lot of, I was a big player of Phantasy Star Online, and they had a thing like that where like you would show up, and I think if it was Christmas, you'd see like the social space decked out, and that's cool. Like that's stuff that makes the game more fun, and tying the quest to it was a really smart idea. And even the masks themselves, like you're talking about how they resemble different characters in the game, they're also very funny. They look like these paper mache creations.
Yeah.
Bungie actually released how to make some of them, like papercraft
style.
Right,
yeah, I saw that.
That's really cool.
There's a contest going on.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Like, I think it's a really smart way to do it.
I'm staring at my phone because
He's trying to look it up.
You're both racing.
I did make the mistake, which is, it's not the mask. There's items that you're getting the drops.
Yes.
That are allowing those types of perks I'm talking
Correct.
About.
Correct, yeah.
So
you can farm, like, glimmer. You get, I forgot about the candy.
Yeah.
You get all sorts of candy, like chocolate strange coins and stuff like that.
Consumables, and that's, I'm sorry, they candy consumables, you get it. That was where you could have some of these like perks that I was talking about.
That's correct.
Idiots, don't you play this game?
People still play this game. No,
number one comment, son of a we're not cutting it out though, we're honest here on Fireteam Chat.
We all make mistakes once in a while. I've definitely made my share fair.
We sure fair share. Do.
Like I just did. There we go.
It's no big deal.
So I love this event. This is something I wanted to see in the game. Like when it launched, I was like, are you going to do holiday themed events? And they were like, like when we were doing IGN first, way back.
When Halloween came and went, they had those masks, the jack-o'-lantern thing.
Those,
and
aren't
that
really,
was
those were just like, they did two or three consumables
that
for
was
Halloween themed things.
And
I love the jack-o'-lanterns back, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Jack-o'-lanterns,
the jack-o'-lanterns. It is so fun to use.
Yeah.
And just like the screeches and the haunting sounds is like scary.
Oh, yeah, the sound in the tower changed,
I told the story last year when I, there's only a couple of them that you got from last year, and now you can get more of them, which is awesome. But I put one on and just had forgotten how it worked. I had my volume up, and like, I thought there was like bats and like crazy stuff outside my house just because of where my speakers are at or next
somebody
to
being murdered
windows.
There's
no,
like,
I really like it freaked me out.
There's a Wilhelm scream too. It's like
and I
like
I kept in the telling background. I was playing with
you like call the police.
No, but I was like hold on, and I was like, what is going on out there? and then it occurred to me, when I muted the TV, I think, and then it all went away. I was like, oh my goodness. It was just the way they did the background stuff. So it's really
friends
cool.
Friends like, I think somebody's being injured outside my apartment building.
Yeah,
like,
I was like,
screaming?
Who's getting murdered next door? Whatever, I'm playing Destiny. But anyway, the jack-o'-lanterns are really cool, actually, so get them while you can.
So I hope that the lesson learned here is not just that this is cool, but then when Christmas rolls around, if you're going to do another surprise gift, don't let it just be something I could have bought at the Vanguard. Like, make it something cool.
Yeah.
Keep it cosmetic, I think. Like, I don't think you have to necessarily tie this to a weapon that you're going to use outside of this week. And it ends next week, so people still have time. You're not out of time yet if you haven't done it yet.
They put a lot of work into this. I think it makes sense. Like, leave the tower. You know, we all leave the jack-o'-lantern out till it rots, so why don't you do it too?
Only thing I don't like, the only gripe I had was that the masks tied to the quests were random drops, so you had to like keep farming masks. I don't necessarily think think you should have a quest stuck in your inventory that you're unable to complete because you didn't get a random drop.
Right, okay.
You know, that was my only complaint. But otherwise, I love this event. It was really, really fun.
Sorry, I think the reward, too, of getting a legendary at the end of it, if you got a rare, was the only way to keep the mask was smart because it gave you an avenue to, if you did the work and you got lucky, you got the mask you wanted and you can keep it. Versus,
I mean, you could also,
you paid the $40, but I think that's a really smart way to take this whole idea of cosmetic items where like some you're going to work for and you're going to be able to achieve and others like, yeah, you can fast track it and you can pay for it, but it is purely cosmetic. It is not changing the game in a way that's going to hurt any your enjoyment of it.
They did a really good job with it. I think the only thing for next time I would like to see is that the Vanguards dress up as each other in different ways.
Oh, yeah. Well, the speaker dressed up as the ball.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That is true.
Cade dressed up as Eris.
Oh, he did act. That's right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I totally just played this the other day. He did. All right. Not an original idea. They actually did do it.
The Cryptarchs dressed up as an Engram.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
One's pretty good.
I forgot, actually, that they did it. I just played it the other day, and like there was so much decoration, actually, that it, it skipped my mind.
Yeah.
Really adds life. It's really smart.
It was really funny.
That's cool.
Let's talk about something happening currently. At this moment, you can play Trials of Osiris Year 2. We have not, because we ran in to record this podcast really quick.
Things that we do.
So I thought that we would talk a little bit about Year 1 and some things that we learned while playing Trials of Osiris during Year 1.
Well, can we talk about the small changes?
Yeah, go ahead.
They're minor, but you can now, you know, finish Crucible Bounties in Trials, and also you can earn Legendary Marks. Mm-hmm. You know, you can pick up, is it Bounties from Brother Vance, I think? Let me double check.
Is it?
You can earn Legendary Marks
through
in
Bounties,
there, which is great. You know, and they now have thought through to make sure you're not, like, having to bounce between the two. You can just stay in Trials and do your Crucible stuff, which is really encouraging. They're also, with the matchmaking, saying they're balancing it even more.
Yeah,
it's more challenging to get to the Lighthouse.
You're going to be in your same tier skill level, you know. That's what they say.
Yeah, like, I mean, closer. Matchmaking is complicated and, you know, of who's online and how to find people and how long it takes to match you up. But they said they've improved it, so we'll see. But either way, the bugs are gone, supposedly, and the now delayed Trials is here for this weekend. So I can't wait. I think if it's dropping, you know, 310s and stuff, it's got to, right?
It's dropping hard mode level gear.
Yeah, exactly.
From the Lighthouse, from Nine Wings.
Is huge because our currency has been so limited to just the raid right now.
Yeah.
So the fact that I now can get into Trials as a solution is just awesome and really exciting.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like they put some thought into the Lighthouse and how, you know, the matchmaking was not right, where like teams that were really good would win and teams that weren't really good would lose. And granted, that's the natural occurrence of the way it should work. But teams that are really good that kept winning should be teamed up and matched up against teams that were also very good.
Yeah.
And that honestly was kind of, I don't want to call it a problem because I don't think it was. Like, I think it gave everyone a chance to go to the Lighthouse. Yeah. And I do think the Lighthouse is a cool thing.
It's awesome.
But the Lighthouse at the same time should be this reward that, I mean, I hate to say this, but it should be kind of elite. It should be kind of like, hey, you earned this through like some harrowing trials.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like Year 1, that wasn't the case.
Oh, it was for me, definitely.
Yeah.
Trials was like one of my favorite experiences of Year 1. It is a fantastic concept that your light matters and it's 3v3, you know.
And there's a record.
And there's a record. There's like a scorecard. Mm-hmm. It's really intense. Like, we would talk about it on the show about like how into it we would get when we were trying to like get those 9 wins.
Ruins friendships.
Yeah. Like, it's really serious. Does. It's like, why are you running out there? Yeah. This is not normal Crucible. Move back. Stick with the team.
And then people wonder why it's not matchmade.
Yes. Yeah.
It's that right there, what you just said.
Yeah. That one, you need a fire team. Do not go in randos. You definitely need to be communicating. Yeah. It's really important.
Yeah. Use the IGN group on Bungie is very active, as well as obviously LFG and all that. It's worth finding someone who's going to help. Mm-hmm. And also, if you're part of our Fire Team Chat podcast group on Facebook, which you can join, check it out. It's not run by us.
Carry Fran to the Lighthouse. Carry him to victory.
Time. I'm hopping in any backpack I can find.
A few of the obvious things that I learned about Year 1 is come up with a strategy. Learn the areas. Like Burning Shrine, if you're outside, that's the better spot that you want to be in typically. Mm-hmm. Like just know how to call out certain areas. This is just multiplayer strategy 101, basically. But all that stuff's really important. Be communicating with your team. Don't just be in your team and silent. Call out if you need help because you can get revived. Mm-hmm. You know, know.
And watch out for those warlocks.
And the warlocks are a little scary.
Self-res.
Yeah, self-res messes with you.
Yeah.
One thing I learned, or I knew this going into Trials because I had played it earlier, but your discipline, intellect, and strength are superior. They're incredibly important.
Which would you put the emphasis on? Is it still intellect
and
discipline?
It depends on how you play. Like with my Titan, last year I was able to rock Armamentarium with maxed out discipline, so I had those grenades ready to go, right? Mm-hmm. I ran Striker, and it worked out pretty well for me because like you can nail them on heavy, like with a good super, etc. This year with Hammer, it kind of changes the game because that's going to be your best
Sunbreakers.
Yeah,
I know.
It's going to be really, really tricky.
See those things getting chucked across the maps.
I think it's going to be a lot of Titans and a lot of Warlocks. I think those are going to be two classes. I mean, so Night Stalker isn't great, especially with the current adjustment to it. I think we're going to see a lot of Gunslingers and Blade Dancers.
Probably still, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, I think that the Hunter got the best in year two, got the best like upgrade in year two because it's still feasible as a attack, right? And then there's also Blade Dancer and Gunslinger, which are also still usable. Mm. However, with Titan, sure, you have Titan Smash, but people aren't grouping up as much anymore because of how their supers work. Mm-hmm. They kind of go out. Mm-hmm. Like, Warlocks are going out with, their electricity and everything.
Yeah, but Palpatines. See, I won't. I mean, I'll stick with Sunsinger to your point because, like, the res is just so important. Like, you're not going to want to get close with electricity. And the other thing is you get caught in that mode.
Yeah.
So you're screwed.
If somebody backs up, it's tough.
Well, even if you use it and get one person, you're kind of a sitting duck, like, you know, floating away, and there's a snipe on you, it's possible that it's a bad move.
Yeah, you can't sprint. Yeah, when you pop Palpatine, you can't.
That being said, if you think you can get into a group and nuke three people,
close together, and you are a little bit of a tank in that mode. You know, your armor is pretty high.
Yeah, if they get caught, it'll be interesting to see how it's used. I'm actually more interested to see what gear people are using. The people who ran Iron Banner are going to be pretty rewarded.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about that. Like, if you got really good drops, that will be useful. But, I mean, the sniper from the raid is awesome. So I have a feeling that Defiance of Yasmin is really going to get rocked pretty hard at first. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious what the primary of choice, right? Like, what's it going to be? Mm-hmm. Is it now going to be, like, auto rifles or something? I doubt it. I think scouts.
Yeah, I kind of wish that info was public, but it's not.
I actually think we're now going to see some of the, an Amalon or a Haka or whatever, a Suros scout, or whatever it is, that will maybe start appearing as like, oh, did you get that from the gunsmith because it's great for trials? Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what the shotgun nerf has done to PvP too, and if that has changed.
Well, they only took away shot package. I mean, having played a bit of PvP since then, shotguns are still lethal. Like, you still get a shotgun with good range, you're gonna be able to do work. Invective is really great year two. Nice. Like, it has decent range in that auto fire. It's a pretty good shotgun. So it was my favorite shotgun in year one. It's what I started in PvP with.
Don't you have a chaperone? I'm just kidding. Did you get one?
Is
it inferior? Invective is still the better choice?
I have to look at the statistics. Okay. I don't have them in front of me.
Yeah, no worries.
Sniper rifle, everybody was using 1,000-yard stare. I prefer extra solar. I like the rate of fire, like the increased rate of fire.
What'd you get from Dead Orbit? The best class.
Yeah, that's right.
The best group.
Of course.
At the tower.
Steege advertises a lot. I mean, I'm Dead Orbit too, so.
Yeah. You know what's up.
Disclosure.
Hung jury.
I'm biased. Yeah, hung jury. I was going to bring that up as one of the scouts that would be great to use, but I was actually just thinking of something, which is probably a terrible idea.
Yeah.
But Malice, it's going to give you that damage boost from afar. So, right, like burning down your health, super dangerous, but you're going to get an extra kick off of the scout. I don't know.
Probably like two to three rounds would drop somebody, but it's a risk reward.
It really is, because you could kill yourself. I'm totally going to do that. And then
what
also,
if you had two people on res duty, one person on Touch of Malice,
oh my goodness,
just peppering the team, you know, with that one round.
We'll have to see how much.
Man,
extra...
Touch of Malice ends up the new Thorn. I'm done.
Like, I don't think it will. Having used it in multiplayer, it's still tricky. It doesn't have the range necessary to be viable.
That's what I was going
to
say. Ultimately, it's not going to be as good as others.
I haven't used it in Iron Banner or Trials, so it could be interesting.
The point is, it could be fun to have a little extra damage kick, like someone who could get good at it and be in like that right zone. But otherwise, I was going to remind people too, if you can get Truth, like get it and pick it up. Like, you want to switch to that, I think.
That was the next question. Yeah. Are you going to do a rocket launcher, or are you going to do a different weapon or a machine gun?
Oh, no, definitely a rocket.
You think?
Always. I mean, Truth is pretty amazing with the amount of ammo you get, as well as the tracking and the blast radius. And I mean, it's pretty lethal. It's just you have to be very quick.
But as a Titan, you could rock Tychonaut and use any rocket launcher.
That's true.
You
with the tracking, you mean.
Yeah, with tracking.
That is a really cool perk that it adds. Mm-hmm.
Isn't Zer selling Tychonaut?
Yeah, he is this week. So it's probably
Titans,
a lot of people are probably going to use that.
Red alert. Yeah.
I have, you know, the Vanguard Quartermaster tracking rocket, Smolder, but I got a tracking perk, so I'll probably use that for now. But
That's
it's not
good.
High enough level. You know, my highest stuff is like Hallowed Raid Gear.
What about Sword?
In Trials?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I've not used the Sword in Crucible, have you?
I've seen people use it and use it well because you have the blocking. You have the blocking. Everybody forgets about that. So you're last on your team. You're waiting to get that res in. You go up there, block, res somebody. Like, use it as an defensive weapon as opposed to,
you know,
an attack
interesting.
Weapon.
Actually, I do like the sneaky, like, res with a sword.
Yeah.
it's actually, because it's a little more advantageous probably than the shotgun, because you got a lot more, like, broad swipe on that thing.
You could do the arc thing where it projects arc bolt.
Exotic, you mean, right?
Yeah.
That will be interesting to see if people get good with a sword. But I think at the end of the day, you're still going to see a lot of Hawkmoon. You're still going to see Thorn.
Yeah.
You're still going to
I don't think you'll see Thorn.
I don't.
Because your light level matters. So.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's right.
Yeah.
Take that back.
Hawkmoon
still for sure. Mm-hmm. And just like you said, like a 1,000-yard stare. Like you'll see some simple loads like that. I think.
It's gonna
Last Word. Also.
Red Death. Bad
Last Word's
Juju.
Great. I like Last Word.
I don't.
So
I hate that gun.
I know, but some people like are brutal with it. So.
Yeah, with the pistol nerf, I don't know.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
That's true.
I like Hawkmoon for sure. We see that one a lot. And a lot of pulse rifles.
Yeah. Red Death.
Yeah. Red Death. That's what I rock.
Instead of speculating, we should go and play it. And
yeah, you're
out.
Right.
And then, maybe we should have a guest on next week who's like been playing in there for 80 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
Going to pull off that that we may not be able to. So that'd be cool.
Moving on to our final topic. The raid is getting hidden challenges. Luke Smith tweeted this out on Twitter. Apparently, these are going to be challenges where you're supposed to try and take out a boss a certain way, and then you get a reward for doing that. Now, nothing's been really clarified, and they're working on what those challenges entail exactly.
But not a lot of details. Just sort of a little...
Little tease. They're kind of teasing us about it, but that's the next big thing coming to Destiny that we know about. I thought that I would ask you guys what you think the challenges will be. I could start.
Please.
So Golgoroth, there's so many different methods to take out Golgoroth, right? It's like the one orb strategy. You got the two gaze pullers that rotate around the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is definitely going to be one of them. Like, have two gaze pullers, or you only shoot one orb at a time.
I mean, the one orb strategy, if done right, is so easy, though. I wonder if the thinking behind these challenges is to make players attempt bosses in ways they wouldn't have.
Yeah.
I kind of think maybe that's going to be the direction.
How else could you kill that character?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I'm definitely not the
in heart.
The best person to ask, but I do think that if I was going to introduce a challenge, I would try to get people out of their ordinary rhythm, because I feel like they promised that with hard mode and they didn't really deliver on it. Like, I felt like hard raid, if I can kind of tie that into this conversation, it was cool, but in some ways it was a letdown, because some of it just didn't feel that different. Like, I almost wish they hadn't written that statement on the BNet post the week before, week that thing came out, because expectations went through the roof because of that thing. It's like, oh, we know you have your rhythm, so we're going to mess with your timing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, did you? Like, you took away one platform at the ship. Golgoroth, there's a couple changes. War Priest, he shoots a few things that are new at you. Oryx was probably the biggest change of all changes.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to be the thinking. Maybe, you know, or maybe it's like, hey, you have to kill Golgoroth in one orb.
Yeah.
Like one.
Yeah, I'm...
On hard? Maybe,
So that's what I'm wondering. Is it going to be strictly stuff from the raid in the raid being used for the challenges, or are they going to do stuff like we've talked about in the past, like whatever, kill them with arc damage, or you can't use snipers, or will they also treat it maybe a bit like, you know, Prison did, where there's these perks or sorry, not the word perks.
I know what you mean. For. Yeah. Modifiers.
Yeah. So maybe it's stuff like that that will sort of somehow be added. But that's the question. How will this stuff exist? Mm-hmm. That was the first thing I asked is like, okay, there's challenges. How do I know? Do I have to read like a tweet from Bungie like today? Or is it now in-game being delivered to you from Aeris or who knows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that's it. Like maybe Aeris is going to give you some challenge bounties or something.
Yeah, maybe.
But maybe
the minute you said it, that's what went off in my mind because especially like during the raid, no outside of the cryptic messages or some direct like status messages that are given to you. Like for example, Golgaroth, whoever's standing in the pool and is it poisoned light? I forget the name of it. But basically the thing that's going to explode if that person stays in the pool with the rest of you. Those are very vague or just timers. Like they don't really tell you anything direct. For example, think of even Crota when like or getting into the vault. It doesn't tell you the bridge is partially this many times built, like this percent done. They don't really do that. So I wonder how they're going to communicate what these challenges are to you.
Yeah, but that's why I do think there's going to be something in the game because I mean they're building
like a bounty.
They're building rewards for this.
Yeah.
So I mean, reasonably, you would think that because take a look at, and so one detail that we should mention is those missing, if you've been on the calcified fragment hunt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they are tied to it also, you're right.
The last three fragments, which have been unknown, and I kind of was wondering if they were part of the hard raid, and they weren't seemingly, they are going to come from these challenges. Mm-hmm. So it's something, this is not like a new idea, clearly, that they just decided to throw in. It's been part of the plan. So that's why I think it will be more methodic. If you'll have to pick something up, you'll know what to do, whether it's a quest or whatever, it will be very clear what to do, but I'm just wondering again, like the types of
makes me wonder too. Like, do you put sort of an exotic weapon on a path that someone had to start like doing one of these challenges? Like, we've talked about this, right? Where sometimes you complete something and you're not quite sure. Like, a couple weeks ago, before people knew why you had to do Paradox, no one really knew why you had to do Paradox. It was just this alternate ending, and then the trail will go cold.
Yeah,
so I almost wonder, would that be something to like just nestle in there and say, hey. You could get this thing from Aeris now.
There's still more coming, obviously, which is good. I mean, that was, I think, a question on our minds when we got done with the hard raid. It was sort of like, okay, now what? Well, we knew Trials was coming, obviously. But there's still a few things out there that they have planned. But, you know, I keep bringing this up now, which is like, we're in a weird situation where before we knew Dark Below was coming. That was part of the plan. They even talked about what's after now. Not so much. They're not talking about it yet. I think PSX actually is my guess is where we're going to hear about it. I think I mentioned this last week. I have no idea, no inside information, but I'm like, it seems like a good time. December, right after the holidays, right before Christmas. They'll probably have released these challenges by then. And so we'll be in a position where the point is we'll have something to look forward to with the next DLC.
I
hope. Because when is it? And I was like, I have no idea.
I don't know. Yeah. Part of me thinks the rumors are true.
April or May.
This thing is not, there is no sort of DLC in the works. And instead,
I think there is.
They're just flipping switches every couple weeks or months saying, hey, this thing's on now. This thing's on now. This other thing that you didn't know about that's been sitting in the game for a while, for a couple of updates now, is now live.
Could be, but they need something significant as the point, right? Like, these challenges in the raid, it'll be fun, and Trials is fun, but we are going to get to the point where it's like, okay, now what? I need a few more weapons. I need some more gear, whatever it is. Yeah. And it's a long wait for Destiny 2 if it's true that it's next year. We talked about that last week, so there's got to be something in between that's significant.
Sorry, guys. Well, you were discussing. I was just kind of looking up the earlier topic about Trials. It looks like there's some new bounties going
that's
on right
what I
now.
Saying, yeah.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
So Brother Vance has bounties.
He has bounties that you can complete and turn in.
Yep.
And I haven't seen anybody go 9-0 yet. So probably going to take a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, really it's excited. Only been an hour.
But yeah.
It's coming soon to a stream near you, I'm sure.
Yeah, very,
so
very
it out.
Soon.
It's going to be fun.
By the time this goes up, it will have happened probably. Mm-hmm.
Really, really excited about the hard raid and the new challenges. I think it's going to be... I like that they're continuing to do this. They're kind of slowly giving you something new every week.
Yep.
Like this week it's Halloween. Maybe next week or the week after it's the hard raid challenges.
I think it's great Trials got delayed. To me, it shows like...
Oh, they needed to do that because of the glitch.
I know, but I think it's... like. I could wait. I know, but between Iron Banner and people were still getting into it.
There
was
too
like,
much
it was
that weekend.
Too much.
They needed to separate
there's
it.
There's so many quests. I actually really, I understand why they put it out there. Mm-hmm. For me and any reasonable person with like a full-time job or a family or whatever it is, that first raid even came too fast for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird because it's one of the most important parts. And for me to be sitting here saying like, just give me a moment. I actually think it would have been beneficial for the community because, and we should save this topic for another time, it's very easy to get the raid ruined for you, and it's very hard to find groups of players, so you create a situation where all of a sudden three of your group went off and did it, and you couldn't, and now you're like, crap.
I think they released it at a really good time, personally, because...
The Tuesday after, or the... Friday after release. It was too soon, right?
Was it the Friday? I thought it was
It was the Friday after release. I remember only because I convinced Dan to hold the review till Monday because I wanted to play the raid, and we didn't play it till Sunday. And
I kind of liked it. So you're kind of working through all this content. Then you had this big event that all the hardcore players were really excited about, and I don't think they should have delayed the raid.
Well, you're not addressing my point. I got left out, and it was harder to find the raid. I couldn't play with you. You already did it. Jose already did it.
We could do it again.
That depends on your friends, too. Right now,
you have crappy friends. No, I'm just kidding.
Ouch. Well, you should have talked to me, but I have, sorry, this will just be quick, I promise.
Oh, it's fine.
I have friends on Xbox One who are playing the raid for the first time on normal, and I'm part of the team. I've done the raid 5-6 times, but I am making sure to never say a thing.
Right.
And just help them along.
That's what's important. Yeah.
And funny enough, just as a funny aside, on War Priest, they accidentally got the what's the buff you need to kill the war priest? They basically got the buff without knowing the sequence, and it was just like, wait, what?
That's awesome.
That could
happen. There's only three plates, and
that's funny.
But that is funny.
It was hilarious.
When we did it, we had someone in our group, Pastor Panda Musk, if you all know his animations, and awesome creations. But Panda had already done it, and he was in. And being very quiet. And I said, don't even say any, I don't want to hear any feedback.
You know?
And so somebody had sort of figured out where to be standing and picked it up super fast in our group. And he was like, holy cow, our group was stuck on this for an hour. but anyway, the point is, it was really cool to be able to figure out the raid on your own and whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's fine that they released it then. For me, I'm just saying, I would love, the whole point of this was pacing the stuff out. There's actually a lot to do in Taken King, I think.
Yeah,
now I see more why Jose gave it a 9. Mm. You know, initially, they're still did they fix this? How do they, you know, I have problems with the light level and all
there's
this.
There's a lot of little gripes.
There's a lot of great stuff in this game. It's a beautiful game. You can see the improvements and care they're taking. But the point is, I think you could stretch it out a bit more. This rush to get Banner and Trials and everything up is for the super hardcore. But the point is, what are you going to do 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now?
I'm glad it's spaced out. I'm definitely glad Iron Banner Trials are separated.
If anything, I think the one thing they could get better at is maybe putting out there a little earlier for folks. Okay, so here's our plan for the next 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You're going to get a multiplayer thing this week. Not right away when a game comes out, you can't do that because you crush the excitement. However, a month from now, a month and a half from now, you can easily sit down and say, okay, we know when the next Iron Banner is going to happen.
Yeah.
We can advertise in a month from now, you will be playing Iron Banner.
Advertise it's going to happen, maybe the rewards.
Yeah, you start prepping your time and you say, okay, I'm going to start working towards that rather than, hey, the week before, next week, Iron Banner. It's wait, what? I don't have time. I don't know if I could do this.
I know. It's also, that's what I'm getting. Yeah. It's all the scheduling for this game, figuring it out. That being said, remember too that, they don't do it also because of the development schedule. You know, it's you just don't know.
So. Yeah. Things fall behind.
Guys, we have reached the end of our show.
Whoa.
This was a great episode.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on again.
Always. House Party Talk.
Yeah,
it's coming up. It's sold out. We will be there. If you're in town in San Francisco and couldn't make it, always double check. I doubt there will be any way to get in to it, but we might go somewhere after, just have a few drinks.
Bring your glow sticks.
It's November 14th.
Yep, November 14th.
Yeah.
And also, as another teaser, I mentioned last week that... Stop.
Why are you talking? This
so
is
so much louder than we're hearing. You got to be way back here.
Keep going. Okay.
So next week, we're doing something that I'm not going to mention yet, but it should be a cool viewing experience.
Are you teasing?
Again,
that's what this was?
It's a buzz campaign. It's something I had an idea for a long time ago on how to view stuff. Damn, I hate this. It's so bad, Jose. Anyway, it should be really cool. So more soon, but the next Fireteam chat should be in this experience. Not Fireteam chat.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us, guys. And thank you, the listener/viewer, for joining us on the show. And until next time, Guardians out.
Yeah, Jose. I love it.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.